And you're listening to 90.7 FM
WGXE
Agra.
La despensa de alimentos de Catskill está localizada en la parroquia de la Iglesia de St. Luke en Catskill, en la calle William, número 50. La despensa está abierta todos los viernes de la 1 hasta las 4 de la tarde. La comida sana es un derecho. Para más información, bienvenidos a todos a venir. Llamar por teléfono a 551-299-2456, mirar la página web catskillfoodpantry.org o conectar con nosotros en Facebook en Catskill Food Pantry.
Wave Farm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of the Office of the Governor and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the Greene County Cultural Fund, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE monthly supporters, whose generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support. Wave Farms WGXE is made possible in part by the generous support of Zach Wilkes in Spencertown, New York. WGXE monthly supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxe.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
The Public News Service Daily Newscast, May the 17th, 2024. I'm Mike Clifford. Daniel Perry, a former U.S. Army sergeant who was convicted of murdering a protester at a Black Lives Matter rally in 2020, was released from prison Thursday after he was pardoned by Texas Governor Greg Abbott. That from CNN. They report Abbott's decision comes after the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles voted unanimously Thursday to recommend a full pardon and restoration of firearms rights for Perry, who was sentenced last year to 25 years in prison. And this week, Ohio approved adult-use marijuana sales as part of a 2023 ballot measure, with sales anticipated to start in mid-June.
Ohioans age 21 and over can now legally purchase marijuana across the state. In December, a law was enacted allowing people to grow and possess marijuana, but with no legal avenues to purchase it. Governor Mike DeWine and some Republicans sought swift action to prevent black market sales. Jim Canapa oversees the Division of Cannabis Control in the Ohio Department of Commerce. He says after years of experience in liquor control, his role is to fairly and responsibly permit folks who grow, possess, sell, and test cannabis.
My focus right now is really on coming up with the rules that are required and set forth and the timeline set forth in the initiated statute. They're June 7th to have the applications ready and September 7th to start issuing permits.
The Joint Committee on Agency Rule Review approved the rules without objection, enabling a dual licensing program for existing medical marijuana dispensaries to also sell non-medical cannabis products. Farah Siddiqui reporting.
The new legislation allows for people aged 21 and older to buy and possess up to 2.5 ounces of cannabis or 15 grams of cannabis extract. It also allows for the home cultivation of up to 6 plants for personal use. And workforce watchers project the country could face critical worker shortages in many of these skilled trades in the coming years. The Nebraska Winnebago tribe is taking a proactive approach to the issue, as Deborah Van Vliet explains.
Its apprenticeship program helps high school juniors and seniors learn skills while helping the community build its skilled workforce. It's a collaboration between Ho-Chunk Inc., Winnebago High School, the Winnebago Tribe Education Department, and local businesses. Willie Bass with Ho-Chunk Inc. says tribal leaders realized they needed programs for their youth who might not pursue higher education.
This program was intended to get students interested in a foot in the door in the fields of construction, IT, nursing, education, etc., any of those sort of technical related careers.
Bass explains the students earn credits for spending 2 hours at their work site 4 days a week.
Winnebago's population has increased 30% in the past 8 years. This is Public News Service. Next to Virginia, where a new rule from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission could improve the state's electric grid transmission capacity. It requires utilities and grid operators to plan 20 years ahead to accommodate expected changes in energy production.
The rule is designed to help Virginia meet the high energy demands of the growing data center market and prevent service disruptions in extreme weather. Nick Guidi with the Southern Environmental Law Center says this rule will help the state reach its climate goals.
For the first time, really, in a lot of these states, the transmission planning process will have to explicitly take into account state goals and corporate clean energy goals. That hasn't really happened before.
He adds the current process holds back state activity. The rule faces sharp criticism from FERC Commissioner Mark Christie. He characterizes it as a way to enact policies never passed by Congress and calls it a blatant violation of the major questions doctrine. Guidi thinks this could lead to legal challenges. I'm Edwin J. Vieira.
And surrounded by states that ban nearly all abortions, its legalization in New Mexico has made the state a top place to travel for the procedure.
Results from a coalition of civil rights groups finds that women of color say politicians who want to earn their vote need to focus on reproductive justice, plus the issues of affordable health care, gun violence prevention, and racism. Lupe Rodriguez leads the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Justice.
With Latinas and other women of color, we've seen their power as a voting bloc on this issue in recent elections. And voters of color, and including Latinos, are rejecting abortion bans and attacks on their freedom.
The poll found nearly 9 in 10 women of color say voting in the 2024 election is extremely or very important. I'm Roz Brown.
Over a 15-month period ending in June 2023, the Institute found the number of abortions in New Mexico increased by 220%, with many patients coming from Texas, where it's mostly banned. And finally, more than 1 million people in North Carolina are diabetic. They have become increasingly worried about the national shortage of insulin. Jessica Lynn Latto of Charlotte was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the age of 28 during pregnancy. She has seen firsthand the challenges the insulin shortage created.
We typically are prescribed 10 milliliter vials. Some people were being prescribed three milliliter vials. Other people were being prescribed insulin pens, or altogether having the type of insulin they use changed to a different brand.
Advocates emphasize the urgent need for transparency about the causes of the current insulin shortage. This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for wrapping up your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on great radio stations, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
Hello, and welcome to the better weather for Friday, May 17th. Local early morning temperatures range from 44 degrees in Medusa to 53 in Skodak. Regional average soil temperature is 58 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be high. Some people could run into fog this morning that should burn off by 9 a.m. Rest of the day will be mostly cloudy, but conditions will be comfortable. We get a high of 76 at 4 p.m. Overnight temperatures fall to 55 degrees. Tomorrow will be mostly dry with a high of 65 at 4 p.m. Rain chances will roll through between 2 and 7 p.m. 55 degrees overnight takes us into a dry and warm Sunday with a high of 78. Monday also dry with a high of 80. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 5:43 a.m., high tide at 11:19 a.m., and low tide once again at 6:11 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 63 degrees and the tide strength will be low. Sunset today will be at 7:56 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:28 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are down to 10%. Plasma winds will be slow at 382 kilometers per second with a thin density of 3 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then fair below 8 megahertz overnight. There are low chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 208. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
Listen to what the flower people say. Ah, listen, it's getting louder every day. A long walk home when the music stops. Take a tip from me, took it to the park. When you're on your own, it's a long walk home. Well, if they follow you, don't look back. Like Dylan in the movies, on your own. If they follow you, it's not your money that they're after, boy, it's you. Pure, easy listening, settle down on the pillow soft. When they've all gone home, you can concentrate on the ones you love. You can concentrate, hey, now they're gone. But if they follow you, don't look back, like Dylan in the movie, on your own. If they follow you, it's not your money that they're after, boy, it's you. If we all went back to another time, I will love you over. I will love you over. I will love you. If they follow you, don't look back. Like Dylan in the movies, on your own.
Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda. I'm Amanda.
I'm Jenny.
And we're coming to you live from WGXC's brand new station here on Main Street, Catskill. It's very exciting to be here in the light pouring in from the big window.
Wow, it's so exciting.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I can't wait for somebody to walk past us.
I know. For those of you who don't know, Jenny and I are a twice a month, sometimes three times a month, radio show about movies. Most episodes, Jenny and I pick a theme and then we get on the airwaves to talk about the movies that we watched around that theme. And we haven't been on the airwaves for
A little over a month.
So it's exciting to be back on the airwaves and back on the airwaves in a new studio.
Hi, I'm so glad to be here.
I know. Usually in the old studio, Jenny and I were seated next to each other, which was great because it's like we're watching a movie together. But this is even better because we're talking to each other.
I know. I'm looking you right in the eyes.
We're sitting across the table from each other and it feels so good.
It's so beautiful.
I don't got to wear my headphones because there's speakers.
It's amazing.
There's no feedback in our mics.
Yeah. I know. Do tell us if there's feedback in our mics, but I don't hear anything. It sounds great.
I don't think so. So I don't, I can't recall the exact address of the new station, but we're right next to Made X Hudson.
393, baby.
393. So very important. There's a big opening here because it's also an art gallery. It's also Nonchalant Gallery as well as the new WGXC station. And there's a big opening here on the 25th.
May 25th, baby, which is next Saturday. Not this upcoming one, but the one after.
Exactly. And our very dear friend, Sonia Rusco, is going to be the artist presented at this opening. So you have to come.
You got to come. It's going to be great. Everyone you know is going to be here. And it's going to be so sick.
Don't look like a fool.
Come on, man. Don't embarrass us like this.
So as always, we're going to tell you about what's playing in the theaters in our area. And I'm going to start off by telling you about what's playing at the Greenville Drive-In. That's right.
Yay.
It's drive-in season again.
They're back. I'm so glad.
So the Greenville Drive-In in Greenville, New York, otherwise known as Drive-In 32, has a little programming on their website for May. On May 17th, they're playing Guardians of the Galaxy. It's a free screening.
Oh.
And it's a takeover by the Greenville MSHS PTSA. Starts at 7:30. Admission is free. May 24th, they're playing Shrek. And May 31st, Wave Farm, that is who puts on WGXC, presents Matmos and Negative Land plus Sue C with a Rodney Allen Greenblatt opening. So that is going to be an amazing show. I'm going to be there. I'm very, very excited. So check out more information about tickets and all that at drivein32.com.
Amazing. I'm so glad the drive-ins are back. Huge news.
It's huge news. So once again, Jenny and I have been gone for a whole month. Jenny and I work together off of the airwaves in regular three-dimensional life. We have a day job together. And for that day job, we were gone for a whole month and we came back just in time for the drive-ins.
It's so nice. It's like the weather turned. Everything was beautiful. It's sunny and 75. The drive-ins are open.
They are.
Summer is here.
Should I just tell you about what is at the highway drive-in?
I feel like you just
since
should.
We're on the subject?
I'm ready to hear it.
All right. So the highway drive-in in Coxsackie is also back open. And for this weekend, so after Memorial Day, they're often open during the whole week. But for right now, it's just the weekends. And for this weekend, on screen one, there's four screens, and they're all double features. Screen one is If and Sonic the Hedgehog. Screen two is Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes and The First Omen. Screen three is Rear Window and Vertigo.
Ooh,
very exciting. Fun. And screen four is The Fall Guy and Abigail. And you can find out more about showtimes and all that at highwaydrivein.com. That's H-I-W-A-Y drivein.com.
Incredible. Wow. I may be finding myself at the drive-in this weekend. That's great news.
Me as well.
All right. And now I'm going to tell you about what's playing at the Crandall Theater over in Chatham. We have Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. We also have opening soon on Memorial Day weekend, Furiosa, a Mad Max saga, which I hear is great. By the way, the reviews slowly trickling in.
I'm excited because the first trailers I saw the effects didn't look good to me. And then I saw another one recently where it kind of leveled out.
I saw the same thing. And I also saw a tweet that was like, well, you guys don't even remember when the Mad Max Fury Road trailer came out, everybody also thought it looked really bad. And it's like, well, will we learn our lesson?
I know. Maybe we will.
Maybe. Who's to say? And then they only have one other upcoming film, which is Uncropped, coming in June. So if you're interested in any of those films or any other upcoming shows at the Crandall Theater, you can head on over to crandalltheater.org.
Amazing. I'm going to tell you about what's playing at the Wyndham Theater in Wyndham, New York. We have If, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Really, yep, got to slow down on that one. And The Fall Guy. So you can check out more about that at WyndhamTheater.com. That's WyndhamTheater.com.
All right. And now we're going to head a little bit further south to the Upstate Films locations, starting with the Star Cinema in Rhinebeck. We have Challengers, Ryuichi Sakamoto, Opus, Do Not Expect Too Much from the End of the World, Wildcat, Pallenberg, Lindsay Hogg in Conversation with Joe Hagan, and I Saw the TV Glow with director Jane Schoenbrunn, which I have two tickets to. It's this Friday, just saying. If anybody else is interested. Yeah. And then heading on over to the Socrates location, otherwise known as the Orpheum Theater, we have The Tuba Thieves with director Allison O'Daniel, Back to Black, If, Seven Sentinels, Lighthouses of the Hudson River, The Fall Guy, The Old Oak, and Challengers. And if you're interested in any of these movies and, you know, any information about them or buying tickets ahead of time, you can head on over to upstatefilms.org.
Amazing.
Next, we have an interview from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
In the final days of New York State's legislative session, supporters and lawmakers from across the state spoke at a recent press conference at the state capitol in favor of passing parole justice legislation, specifically the Elder Parole and Fair and Timely Parole Acts. Hudson Mohawk Magazine was there. I'm Andrea Cunliffe, and I bring you the following excerpts from that event.
We need parole justice in New York State!
Good morning. Good morning. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Senator Blaise Salazar. I want to begin by saying I am proud to say that yesterday morning, the Senate's Crime Victims, Crime and Correction Committee passed the Fair and Timely... The bill has now been referred to the Senate Finance Committee, so we need to pass it through Finance, we need to get it to the floor, we need to finally pass fair and timely parole.
Yeah. 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 Bring it to the floor! Bring it to the floor!
We also, just as important, we must pass the elder parole.
Yeah.
In our state more just, more fair. We need this for our elders who are incarcerated. More than 25% of people who are incarcerated are older adults, are seniors. These are our elders. Their guidance and instrumental, a critical role in public safety, in improving public safety, in guiding young people, in breaking through cycles of violence. They can only have that opportunity if they are able to go home, if they truly have a fighting chance to be released and return to their community, to their families. Fair and timely parole, they cannot just reject someone based on the crime that they were convicted of, but have to consider all of the other factors for someone to be released. The work that they have done in the time they've been incarcerated, the character they have demonstrated, and their plans likely to contribute positively to their community when and if they have the opportunity to be released. And so these bills work together. We need both of them. It is beyond time for us to finally pass elder parole and fair and timely parole.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so much for being our fearless lead. We need our communities back together. Next up, we are going to bring up parole justice champion, Assemblymember Kellis. Thank you.
We have a system of corrections, and we need to keep reminding the state that it is a system of corrections, not punishment. It is a system of transformation, not punishment. But all of us, we need to keep saying that. And what does correction look like? It looks like someone identifying something that they want to change in themselves. They work to change that, and then we recognize the change. If we have a system where they are working and working and working to correct something that they themselves are choosing to correct, and then we refuse to recognize it, then we have a system of punishment. And we need to call it what it is. So everyone, please, we need to remind people that both of these bills, fair and timely parole and elder parole, give an opportunity to be seen in front of a parole board. So both of these bills treat people with dignity. It honors their movement, it honors their transformation, it brings them back into the community to be with families and to invest in these communities and prevent continual intergenerational poverty and criminalization.
All of the work that they've been doing with Tiana.
death, that is exactly what's happening. They're dying in our prisons at an early age. 58 is fairly young for someone to die without medical attention. This is the mighty, powerful state of New York. We don't sentence people to death.
No.
We sentence them for rehabilitation. We sentence them so that there is an end date where they can come back to their families. There are mothers here. There are brothers here. There are cousins here that have been waiting for decades to see their loved ones. Imagine being a mother waiting 20 or 25 years to see her child away from a prison system. We need to invest in these people, the elderly community that's coming out. Invest and make sure that they have everything they need to be rehabilitated. 2% recidivism.
That's nothing.
It's not the elderly committing the crimes.
That's right.
You know why our young folks are out there?
Grandma and grandpa.
Their fathers are not. Their fathers are incarcerated. Their fathers have been there for 20-something years, and there's no one to guide
them.
So you know what? We are $522 million a year can be invested in rehabilitation. So I want to thank you all for being here.
Our family, the suffering,
and we need to
We need parole justice in New York State.
That's right. Thank you so much. We need them home. Next up, we have parole justice champion, Senator Jackson.
So we're talking about parole justice. We're talking about fair to people who are behind the wall. This is about justice and equity for our community. We know how important these bills are. We have a responsibility to each other to push and push and push. 18 days left of session. 18 days of possibilities. 18 days of opportunity for our loved ones who can be here. We are going to have to fight for them every single day to get these bills across the line. Are we going to fight together? They are dependent upon us, so let's make sure we do it for them. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
What do we want?
Parole justice.
What do we want?
Now. I'm Assemblymember Chris Burdick. I represent the 93rd Assembly District in Westchester County. And I go into those institutions frequently. And it is just wrong for people to rot in jail. They don't have the opportunity. Don't believe the lies. This is not a free pass. This is an opportunity. An opportunity to be heard by the parole board. Which fair and timely, time and again, they're passed over because they're judged by their worst moment in their life. Anything that they've done subsequently to rehabilitate themselves, passed over. Not even considered. That's not right. And elder parole, we know for a fact that people age much more quickly behind bars. This is a social justice. This is a racial justice. These are also a question of the safety of our community. And we need to have productive members of our society who are released from incarceration because the system should be rehabilitating. And they should have that opportunity. I am a fierce advocate for these bills, and I won't rest until we get them into the
house. Yeah! What do we want?
Parole justice.
What do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Parole justice.
What do we want it?
Now!
This has been Andrea Cunliffe from the Hudson. This has been Andrea Cunliffe for the Hudson Mohawk Magazine. reporting from the state capital of New York.
That interview was from
WOOC.
To learn more about this program, the Sanctuary for Independent Media, visit us online at mediasanctuary.org.
Here from New Zealand is the Tall Dwarfs with the brain that wouldn't die. There is no cause for concern, Skyfurrows say on their 2023 album Reflect and Oppose. Here is the song in question.
From above, nobody says, I wish I had a camera anymore.
sorry for yelling at me, he says. He rolls away from me, and that distance is a mile. One can get used to anything if the mind permits it. We look backward toward infinity. We carry old values, both of us. He stands on a beach as shells pulverize. I can see him in the gray morning light. Ride up and think.
the water is my body giving out on me.
Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
We do not believe what is happening in Gaza is a genocide. We have been firmly on record rejecting that proposition.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan repeats the White House position that what Israel is doing does not amount to genocide. Sullivan says there has to be better protections for civilians and a workable post-war plan. Israel is already having to repeatedly retake parts of northern and central Gaza after Hamas fighters reappeared there, in a way some say suggests an endless guerrilla war. But the administration faces criticism from both sides for pausing some arms shipments. On Meet the Press, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham said Israel is justified in using the most powerful weapons.
We decided to end the war by bombing Hiroshima and Nagasaki with nuclear weapons. That was the right decision. Give Israel the bombs they need to end the war they can't afford to lose.
Michael Cohen, former fixer and lawyer for former President Donald Trump, has started testifying in Trump's hush money trial. The defense will likely attack his credibility, but Cohen also faced that issue when testifying to Congress in 2019.
I am here under oath to correct the record, to answer the committee's questions truthfully, and to offer the American people what I know about President Trump.
Donald Trump slammed Judge Juan Marchand and called the trial a scam as he left the Manhattan courthouse Monday. Republican VP hopeful and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has been banned from entering nearly 20% of her state after six Native American nations banished her from their reservations. Noem accused tribal leaders of benefiting from drug cartels. Meanwhile, she's still doing damage control on cable news for shooting a 14-month-old dog.
This was a vicious, dangerous dog that was a working dog. And I had to make a choice between the safety of my children and an animal that was killing livestock and attacking people.
The New Hampshire Senate will vote this week on a bipartisan gun violence bill prompted by a deadly hospital shooting last year. The bill would let the state report mental health and other disqualifying issues to the federal background check system. State Senator Deborah Altshuler of Stratum calls it a historic move to close a loophole.
We have people who are a danger to themselves and others around them and struggling with severe mental health issues who have access to firearms because we have zero stopgap.
A new statue at the U.S. Capitol honors Arkansas civil rights activist Daisy Gatson Bates, best known for her work with the Little Rock Nine, who integrated the Central High School. Each state is allowed two statues, and the one of Bates and another of musician Johnny Cash will replace two less-known 19th-century figures. I'm Farah Siddiqui for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Fairmass, Nevada had its ballot questions written and vetted by the Secretary of State to put a citizen-run independent redistricting commission on November's ballot. But May 10th, the Nevada Supreme Court threw them out and may have damaged Nevada's direct democracy in the process. Nevada's legislative redistricting maps are currently created by the legislature. The Fair Maps proposal would have created a 7-member citizen commission to create the redistricting maps instead. Two lawsuits challenged the two ballot questions for creating a state agency without constitutionally establishing the funding for it and for not fully explaining the commission's timeline. Fairmaps Nevada argued that the cost of the independent commission would be offset by the legislature's budgeted redistricting funding. The Nevada Supreme Court upheld a lower court's decision that the ballot questions were unconstitutional, unfunded mandates. Sandra Cosgrove, organizer of Fairmaps Nevada, told the Nevada Independent that she was disappointed in the ruling and that the decision could have far-reaching consequences. Quote, I think we've lost the ability to run constitutional amendment ballot questions with this ruling. Everyone who wants to run a constitutional amendment is now subject to a legal challenge that says if they want to spend $1, they have to raise a tax to spend that dollar, Cosgrove told the Independent. Find more on the ballot questions and the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Wednesday, May 15th. Local early morning temperatures range from 53 degrees in Tannersville to 58 in Skodak. Regional average soil temperature is 58 degrees. Pollen levels for today will be medium, and that's because today will be rainy all day. Maybe a break in the afternoon. A high of 66 happens at 4 p.m. Overnight the rain keeps rolling and the temperatures fall to 56 degrees. Tomorrow, more rain is expected all day, and we see a high of 68 at 4 p.m. Rain ends by midnight, and we get 54 degrees overnight. Friday will be warm and dry with a high of 76. Saturday, temperatures make it up to 69 degrees, and the rain returns and hangs out all weekend. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 3:39 a.m., high tide at 9:34 a.m. Low tide comes again at 4:32 p.m., then high tide once again at 10:20 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 63 degrees and the tide strength will be low. Sunset today will be at 7:54 p.m., sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:30 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are at 40%. Plasma winds will be average at 542 kilometers per second with a thin density of 1 proton per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight with good conditions actually rearing their ugly head below 14 megahertz. There are no chances for aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 185. And this has been the better weather for Wednesday, May 15th, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.